Okay, you're good.
Okay, we're opening the meeting. Additions and deletions, there aren't any. No citizens here. Nobody from the beach.
They're pulling in right now. Beach is pulling.
Okay, we gotta skip that. Animal control, nope. Health officer, nope.
On the health officer,
did we have anything?
They did call the state police.
Did they do anything?
We haven't heard.
Okay.
I will call her tomorrow to double check with her.
The old Tabor place up on Oberhill.
Oberhill. Okay, at the top.
Just before you get to the town line, the old house there.
Yeah, on the right.
The windows are all painted SOS, rape.
Oh, really?
All over the building itself.
Okay, so.
So we just thought we ought to do a welfare check or something.
So Faye did, what I can give as an update is what I talked to Faye, but I haven't talked to her since, is she did a drive-by, called the state police, and state police were aware, and we're going to go out and do a check, but we have not heard
just
since.
Because.
Yeah,
not a bad thing. All right, so we'll go back to the beach. Looks like you got a confession out of mom.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
That's
good.
Good news.
Yeah.
Read that.
Yeah. So that problem, good.
Yeah. I mean, we found one other thing, but I can't prove that it's one of those. I found more alcohol cans in one of the boats, but we can't prove whose it was. And so if I hadn't had to go fish it out from the water being high, we wouldn't have known.
Mom figured it out and taking care of the problem.
Oh, it was a different set of kids.
Different baby.
Yeah. Different set. But yeah, no. Nope. Things are.
So that work, your process here, worked.
Yep.
Perfect.
So are they just leaving their underage kids there?
We have a lot of underage kids that get dropped off there.
For overnight, or?
No, so that mom had been there. She checked in with them. She signed the form. That's why I put the policies that she had signed in there. Mm-hmm. And then she went left and said she'd be back after work. She did come back later, had dinner with them, and then after, at 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
8:30, 9 o'clock?
8:43.
Yeah, she left again. And then the kids left after she did.
9:50.
Yeah, and they came back about 20 minutes later. And then the next morning when I was cleaning up, their trash can was full of it.
And they did not bring anybody else in with them when they came back at 9:15 because I was out walking around. And they didn't have a fire going, nothing. And it was quiet.
Yeah, so anyways, they sounds like they got a confession out of kids.
Yeah.
Finally. Whatever. Kids
be kids. Pam had had a conversation with mom, and then I spoke to her the next morning just because I was the one who found it, and so this is what I found. And then once they had all those details, it sounds like the kids confessed. Because within 2 hours, she had sent that second message that there was no need to proceed.
Yeah, something
yeah.
Just better. Just yep.
Yeah.
Cool. So nothing else much going on besides that?
We've got the bench, because I forgot to bring that up last time. We've got a new bench. I don't remember who it's a memorial bench for.
Art.
Oh, this one's for Art. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's in.
And that's going down at the corner down there?
Yeah.
Over the corner
by tent site 4.
Yeah.
Oh, on the day use area.
It's
on the brook side.
Yep.
It's on the brook side up against
the day use area.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's over by the tent site, way down.
It's on the day use side of the fence.
Yes. On the day use side of the fence, yes.
It's not in the tent site. It's
no,
on
it's the
day
not
use
the tent
site.
It's right on the brook.
Yeah. Not on the brook.
No, it is on the brook.
It's not supposed to go on the brook.
Well, it's on.
That's where it is. It's over on the brook.
It wasn't supposed to be on the brook. It was supposed to be around the corner, by that birch tree on the corner, back towards the tent site, not towards the brook. Because if something happens over there, and we gotta get in to maintain that, we can't have all that shit in the way. Same way with all them trees that got planted last year in the wrong place. So
well, it's planted,
I don't understand.
Planted
we go up and talk
tree.
About this stuff, and then stuff just goes ahead and happens the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. We didn't. I didn't even know it was put there.
I was going to say, I don't know when they dropped it off.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm coming from?
We talked about it, but I didn't know who was setting it in place.
I have no idea who set it or when it was set. No, we just there now.
No part I'm concerned.
That was whoever sent the letter around, and we were
going to bolt
it down. Yeah.
I don't think it's bolted down.
No, they got to be pinned in.
I don't think it's bolted down. I can check tomorrow, but I'm pretty sure it's not bolted down. It's just sitting there.
Because the ones for candy dug in.
Yeah.
Hers
is stationary.
Yeah, that's what that one down there was supposed to be. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this one's not bolted. It looks like it's just set there.
Birch down there by the thing down there.
I'll move it over on the...
Yeah.
If I understand correct.
We can just move it to the other corner, yeah.
Over on the other side of the road, but behind the...
Yeah. By the fence, yeah.
Behind the fence. I think that's right.
Yeah. It's on the DU side. Behind between the fence and the lake, right up against that tree.
Yeah.
The white birch there.
The white birch,
Yeah, and it was supposed to be just get it away from the white birch, so it's not going to dig into the roots.
The fence goes like this.
Yeah.
The white birch is here, the road is here, and the fence goes somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah. That's what we talked about.
Yeah, we can move it. I really don't even know who put it there. It was, they had come and talked to us, and then it just was gone.
Set it there on the day that they had that.
Following Monday. So it's a possibility that it came in.
You can't have it on that brook side because we got to be able to get in there to maintain stuff.
Well, some of those trees may not make it through because somebody forgets when they're mowing. I hit two the other day, some of them aren't going to make it through.
That's what we told them. We got to be able to, but if you get a bad storm and you come in there, you can't get in there to do it. Plus, when them trees grow up, the limbs grow out into the roadway.
Yeah.
So then when you get somebody come down.
All it takes is one lawnmower or somebody drives down in a car and somebody says, oh, hello. Runs over them. And they're just right.
So I'm just Tim, are you going to start going down there?
Then we go through and put them, we want them here, and then they went through and they did exactly what they wanted to do.
Oh, speaking of trees, I seen them ones down there. And
they're pretty good sized trees, too.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't put them on the line.
Oh,
yeah.
No, they're a little bit too far that way. Yeah.
I didn't go look at it, I just seen them from the road there.
Yeah.
You probably couldn't find the pen.
A couple weeks
ago, I didn't feel that bad.
No,
Is it the power line?
I'd have to go down. You'd have to metal detect on the roadside to find
it. Yeah, I'd go right.
You think there's running
in
there?
There's a pin. Getting the.
What's outside? And there's one in the woods somewhere. There.
Somebody had like one of those ice cans.
Anyways, I saw them. I said,
Perfect spot there. From the road, it looked like it's not measured, but I said, Jesus, they weren't the shrubs up here that's this
way. No, they're 12, 14 foot high.
That's what I thought.
So you guys are going to move the bench?
We'll move the bench. It's all,
cool.
Everything else good? All booked up? Good. For
booked up.
Everything's booked up for all of July.
Good.
All of July. Yeah.
Just need good weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold your hand on your ass before. That'll be fun.
Pavilions, everything. Pavilions are booked through August and September, and then most tent sites are booked. RVs are booked through the end of August, and we've got a few tent sites here or there, but we're basically booked. August.
That makes it easy for you.
Did the grates for get the new grates for the top part? Nope.
No, that we don't have. Nope.
You don't have those yet?
No.
He's going to be there Friday. I can ask him about him.
Yeah, if he isn't, we should have because.
Yeah, he's coming down to work on one of the trucks Friday morning. I'll ask
if he isn't, we should find him because it was going to be done, we thought, before this spring.
4th of July.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be done this spring. Yeah. If he couldn't do it last fall, he's going to get them done.
Yeah. I bet you forgot about it.
The grates, they're all burning
for the big, there's holes in the big.
But cook for hot dog. For the fire pit thing that they have.
It's the big grills for the pavilions.
I'd have to,
I'd have to look at it when we were there one time. Yeah.
I'll see him Friday.
If you see him Friday and you can't do it, give me a holler and I'll throw something together.
Yeah.
short term, you know, but
yeah, it was just, I think somebody basically it was these heavy duty steels, all was that 1-inch stuff, like
that's what's on it now.
That's what's on it now.
With holes cut it in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know it was the steel. I think it was like the inch square stuff they used to have. Is there like a quarter inch welded, like a gate, but it was a like a link fence, but it was like a quarter inch.
It's,
and
it was an old, well, great. You go screen it.
That's yeah, it, yeah. Exactly.
The old screen.
They're about 1 inch by 1 inch all the way. They just set it over the top. Of those holes burned, got hot, and just got melted down.
Inch and a half.
Yeah, 3/4 probably would work better.
Yeah, I'll see what I got. I got a bunch of that screen at the house, different pieces.
Yeah.
But anyways, if they get stuck, Drupal can't do it.
Yeah.
Holler and I can chop out a piece.
Because I know they got there's a band around the outside of them.
Yes.
So that they're not.
The big metal.
We can lift them up and clean them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bands still look good. It's just the top that doesn't look good.
Yeah. They're all rot. They're all...
Yeah.
You ask him if he can't do it. Ping me. I got a couple of them at the house we can put in for temporary for 4th of July if we have to. I got a couple pieces laying around.
That'd be cool.
I made a trailer bed out of that stuff. The whole trailer. So when you throw stuff in there,
all falls in.
All the garbage falls out. Brought all the dirt and everything else falls out of the trailer.
Down the road.
I was gonna say, rocks come flying at your windshield.
You got it set so by the time he gets his garbage to the landfill, he has it left. Yeah, there you go.
She's like, $50 with this stuff. It's only $5. That was a good deal.
All I see is rocks come flying at your windshield. Crack your windshield.
Whoa, a new paint job.
New windshield. Crack.
All right. Oh, hey, it's all beef, I think. We're good.
Yeah, I think so. Awesome.
Teenagers, good 12. Animal control, we talked about.
Oh, yeah. Can we, well, I'm just, good. So just like last time where we brought in the thing for writing people up, we've got a lot of kids between the age of 12 and 15 just getting dropped off. Can we put a slip out for the parents that need to sign an emergency contact? Because right now, if something happens to those kids, we have no way of knowing.
Yeah. I find that.
Yeah.
That's on us, too.
Yeah. I think it's on you guys to take care of it.
I also am.
We're management, but we're not a babysitter either.
No, but if they're.
In the rules, it says 12 and under, or 12 and up can be there.
That's
alone.
What I was going to. I was going to ask you guys.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you guys because there are a couple of things in the rules that need some clarification, so I've been working on those.
Okay.
How do you guys feel about going to the age of 16 so that the kids have their license or something so that if they do something, they can get out?
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Most places are. That's why I just wanted to bring it up so you guys could think about it for the next meeting.
Okay. Valid contact information probably is.
Cause
very important.
Because right now,
For this year, but I was thinking because next year.
See how that goes and what the reception you get from parents and stuff on that and see if you have to use it or whatever in there.
If you're leaving your underage kids, you need a solid contact number
that's
going to get answered.
Yeah. It's just like today we had 22 of them that I'm like, there's not a single adult with you guys and I don't know. If something happens, I don't know how to get
home. They're not
putting on their life jackets and.
Yeah.
Once you're in the kayak, they're beyond.
We don't let them go out in the kayak if there's not a parent there, because we feel like then it's on us, because we were the last ones to see them, and we can't see what's going on out there.
That's what I'm saying. We're not a babysitting service out there, so if one of them gets in a kayak and goes out there and gets hurt, it shouldn't be on the town part of it.
Right. But if they're leaving from the town beach, is our issue. If they're leaving from our town beach. Without a life jacket on.
Then they're breaking the law.
I was going to say, they're breaking the law right there.
They're breaking the law, but if something happens, is that on us? Because they're leaving town property without a life jacket.
Stupid should hurt. Just put that out
there. I mean, that seems to be our biggest issue.
I think if that's going to be the case, where if it's going to be on you guys up there, then if the parent's not there, they don't use any boat.
That's what I did last night.
Yeah.
I looked at Pam. I said, "I'm sorry. I just set this hard line, and I'm about to leave." But that's what I just did.
Yeah.
I think we both went down and started on them about the life jackets because
if you have one of your campers who's been having a few toddies, and they go over there and they get on their boat and something happens, Are you guys think you guys are going to be responsible for that too?
No.
No.
See what I'm saying?
You're
minors. Draw a line somewhere,
right?
Yeah.
Where?
So if you
where does the town's responsibility end when somebody steps off that dock?
We're talking the difference between an adult having a few toddies and getting on their boat, and 12 and 13 year old kids.
Right.
Leaving, and their parents aren't there because we've already allowed them to be there alone. Yeah.
In the paperwork,
and these kids are getting out and going on the boats
paper,
alone.
When they sign that paper,
it's
like,
we're not liable for anything that happens.
I give my permission, kid, to use my kayak, not the town's kayak, not somebody else's kayak, my kayak, without me here. Okay.
Yep.
Kids got permission.
And if not, then put right in here that they have to abide by the rules, which is there if they're going to go out in the boat, they wear a life jacket, or they're not going to use the boats. I mean, it's short language
boat,
into there. And that way
we don't have any boats, so it's their boats.
It's
so
their
boat.
Or friends. Or
friends,
yeah.
Or friends boats, like it was last
time. Mom
night.
And Dad
said
it's okay for Junior to use the boat.
Yeah.
Fine, but get it in writing.
Yeah.
I think.
Just
makes life easier, right?
Yep. I'll type it up and I'll send it over to you guys.
Easier down the road to get. Parents, this is what I want my kid to be able to do at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and by the way,
we're not liable.
We should say it on air. You know,
we're not the babysitting service.
If your
kid
gets that
wrong, they're wanting to have a good time, but we're not watching
babysitting
them while
they're here. They need to understand if they get out of line.
They got to come get their kids.
They're coming to get them, and they're going to sit up in the office or sit up by the road when they get there.
Right here where that 16 and older would come into play, because at 16, you're supposed to be able to think for yourself. So if they go out there, they can come in by themselves, and if they want to go out in the boat, that's on them. So.
Yeah.
But anything between younger than that.
Yeah,
that 12 and 16 is such a great area.
12, over 12 can be left there.
Yeah.
Between those ages, if we decide next year to change it, but this year is 12 to 16, right? So those kids between 12 and 16, they either behave.
It's actually 12 and 18 on the rules.
Well, right. 16-year-old, you can tell them get out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Your car and hit the fucking bridge.
Correct. And we've had to.
Yeah. So, but a 12-year-old, you're going to call their parents, and they're going to sit somewhere until the parent shows up.
Yeah.
Right?
Get them a cage.
Well, or... Anybody 16 and older can go out on the kayak, but anybody from under 16 needs adult supervision in order to go out in the kayak.
Yeah, or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to put that in the rules, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that way there? That way there, it takes out the responsibility of.
But for the rest of the year,
the
sign-in sheet should be enough.
Yeah.
The rest of the year, and get
if it's their canoe,
I'll
they give
on
the
it tomorrow.
Consent, they're using it. It's not the town's.
Here,
and it takes the liability off you that you're giving your child permission to go out in your kayak. We're not the town, and we're not responsible for them. They'll feel terrible, but we're not responsible.
We don't own that.
I know you can call the remote league cities and towns and just ask that question. Who's liable?
Maybe we should.
Who's liable if there's somebody 12 years old goes out, leaves the town beach in a kayak without lifeguards and get hurt, who's liable?
And there are
I can
all,
honestly
they're,
say we have never had this
boat,
many kids
kayak. That's
left at
thing.
The
it's
beach
not
alone.
The
As a share.
It's their own personal, or somebody's personal kayak or whatever. The town doesn't have any.
The town has a rescue boat and that's it. Yeah. And that hasn't been used this year other than to put the buoys out.
That's good. That's good.
That's good.
Well, our lifeguard will be fully certified on Saturday. So.
Oh, good. She went to Smugglers?
She's at Smugglers Notch this week for basic lifeguarding, and then Saturday is her waterfront safety course, so she'll be ready to go next week.
So it was well spent. The other girls think it and didn't decide to
The other in. Girl didn't pass the swim test, and so we didn't.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You know what, I think... Things I went by there the other day looked like wasn't horrifically busy, but
it's been
weather.
The weather's been
weekends, so it rains every weekend.
I went by on the
morning. 53 degrees the other morning.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was cold the other morning.
The kids don't seem to care. The parents don't enjoy sitting on the beach very much. But
I would be that parent that'd be like, get in the car.
You guys,
we going home.
So
You would be that hot, if not just...
Health officer, he said they had a welfare check at some house, but I didn't get all the details.
That's up on Overhill.
Overhill.
State police and deal.
Think they're done with you guys, if you guys...
You will buy...
They've moved on.
We confirmed.
You guys have anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, on the right.
Pam, you got anything else, because they've moved on?
Before you get to... After you go by Maine's on the left.
Yeah.
I'm just interested in...
Yeah, on the right.
Something going on in that place.
Just letting you know, they do this.
The welfare check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Overhill.
Hope he was okay.
That's why we had the welfare check.
Yeah, not a bad idea. But other than that, I think it's been quite weak, that stuff. I saw we lost and found a couple dogs.
Great. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming down. This one's already big. What happened, Melissa? You didn't put any money here. Why is this one so small?
Because.
We went last minute.
Your last transfer.
That's just the taxes.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Federal taxes.
Yeah.
Federal taxes. What are we here for that?
Bernie
Sanders.
I got bit by a dog.
Wonder where Bernie is.
Who's that?
Bernie.
It sounded like you were real impressed with the sweeper, huh, Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like it worked fine.
Yeah, we had a little bit of washing on Jones's Hill there. Water come back in the road and put a little bit of gravel back in there. Other than that, everything stayed pretty good.
Turned on the other hill, side of East Hill, they had a little washout up there, huh?
A little bit on the very edge of our road, not...
Grassberry had some.
Yeah.
Stuart lives up there, said the tower said that they had a truck across the road there, washed up some on the other side. They said on Eden, I said, no, it's the other end. I said, oh, okay.
We're going to leave the stuff because it's not very, everything is way off the road.
Oh.
And I'm not.
We just
put our chloride on. I hate to start grading until this storm comes to an end. We had a little bit of damage on our class 4. We've been working on that.
My driveway held up real good.
Yours needs grading too.
Not bad. Don't worry about it.
We're going to grade it up.
Yeah, we'll get there and grade it eventually, but I wouldn't get too nervous about it. Especially in the next few days, because I got a lot of shit to wait.
That's all right. Don't bother it. I'm going to run over it.
Yeah, you can if you want.
We put Melissa High on the priority somebody, list anyway.
Well, they're bringing up.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, but plus the road.
Did you go check it out today?
No, I haven't left.
You should have gone check it out. It's a little break.
Got a guy bringing a 40-foot sea can, container on Monday. Once he's got that there, then I can pull all that stuff back.
Get that out of Cambridge?
No, I won't move too much. Yeah. I found a broker somewhere, and they're like $3,300.
You buy one?
Yeah. Bought it. Father's Day.
How long is it?
40.
40-foot?
40, single door. Comes behind an F-350 pickup.
Yeah. Trailer. They don't weigh nothing.
They weigh a little under 9,000. 8,800, something like that.
I can pick the whole thing up with the excavator.
Can you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if I can't get that guy in there where I want him,
the trailer, he can back it right around there.
So they got to get out from under it somehow.
Yeah.
It's like a tilt thing.
Yep. He tilts it down, he sets it, and then when he pulls out, he can just take and jackknife it around, and he'll just back up a little bit and set it right down.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. Well, I want to put it beside the garage there. A little ways from the garage.
Yeah.
I think I can have him drive right in, dump it, and then drive right down across my lawn.
Oh, that might be a little difficult.
It's an F-350. I've driven across that lawn with an F-350 more than once. But we'll see. If he can't, I'll just have him do it the other way. It don't matter, I guess. But I got to put it, 7 or 8 feet from the garage because there's a propane tank on the ground.
You put leaving it right where it's at. You sat there. Right
I got. I'm gonna get 4 pressure treated cyclic sectors and all.
Set them up to get it up off the ground a little
4
bit.
4 ways. Yeah. Set it on the hole. Get a little air under it. Good wood chopping place to live. Whatever that thing is that lives under my other shed there.
I know how that could disappear if you would like.
Shot.
I don't know how to make that disappear if you would like.
Where else did I see it? Saw which down by Macy's too, another one.
A lot of them.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. I just saw a cub coming up through.
Nobody hunts them anymore.
Right there by the Twin Culver, where the Twin Culver. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Across, you know that road it goes back up through in that field for the old Dussel Road farm?
Oh yeah.
That road right there, across the road right there by me. Mama. Started to cross and it went back in the woods and I looked and it was coming across the road behind me.
Yeah. Mama was right there somewhere.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
It wasn't very big.
That moose is bigger.
I went up behind the house and plowed a bunch of dirt up so Bradley can plant some deer clover or whatever it is, you know, that they plant. And when he went up to plant it, he said there was a bear track about, I don't know, he said it was about like that, probably 8 inches long, 7-8 inches long. Not a human bear, but good size. And 3 or 4 deer. So there is life there, even with a dog.
My dog just chases them all. Right, Dad?
Did the deer the other day.
So.
Had a little deer come right out through, walking right up the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of course, fence on the other side. Kelbs were all right there in the pasture, and you're walking right through. Thought one of the calves was out for a minute, and a little deer walking up the road. Dog started barking and turned around and run back into the field.
We had a deer come bounding up over the bank from the South Pond side there.
Yeah.
Dog was standing right there, scared the shit out of the dog. Dog didn't know what the hell to do. Deer went. Dog went. They all went. Different directions. Pretty funny to watch.
How many orders did we have? 5?
1, 2, 3, 4.
I was going to say, I thought I counted 4. But...
Yeah, 4. We got some minutes to review.
I was all right with them.
I was happy with them.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I have 7 minutes or two. Awesome job. I heard you talking about the sweeper and a couple other things for highway update.
Yeah, the bill came for the sweeper. I thought we had it a week, but it was a week in one day.
Yeah.
And Vic Holland's road sand.
I met him the other day in here.
He had a little problem with the truck there. One day it was leaking hydraulic oil, and then one of the brakes was sticking on it. Of course, the truck's been sitting in the garage.
Yeah.
And Ryan happened to be up to the pit at the same time, so they backed the brakes off and let it run like that. And so then now everything seems to be working all right. He had no problem this week.
That's got those cans on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, should have to crank them in.
Yeah.
Crank them in or out?
You crank the S cam up, and then you just back it off quarter to third turn.
I'm asking for a reason.
Yeah.
I never get good one, so I...
It's got the S-cams on it?
I don't know. It's got that truck of Wickham's at C... What is it? C-30?
Yeah, they got air brakes on it?
Air brakes.
Yeah.
So I got it all fixed. Got the new water pump in, new intake manifold, and it runs like a clock. He parked it out of the hill, and that won't move.
You know what happened? Mm-hmm. Just what happened to that truck there. Sitting around, the shoes stick to the brake drum.
Yeah.
And, of course... They're S cams, so it rolls up
and they
kind of freeze in, and that's what that one was.
We'll try to move it, locks itself.
Yeah,
and you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just rock it back and back them off a little bit. Just rock it back and forth a little bit, and it'll probably snap. Either that or just tap the shoe a little bit.
Yeah. Hit it like when you move a car, it's been sitting for a long time. Yeah. Hit the wheel with a hammer.
Yeah.
Get it to move.
Yeah.
Just to give.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it.
That's what happened. Of course, that truck's been sitting since we got done plowing.
Yeah.
And I went back it out the other day and wouldn't move. I just went back and forth a little bit and all of a sudden snapped. And I thought it was all set. I checked the brakes. The adjustment looked all good on them.
But they get stuck.
But I guess somebody called here and said he had a brake smoke in there. So.
Dragon. So, good. I'll probably be able to get through that in less than 2 days.
I ordered the bucket. I talked to the guy this morning.
Is that United?
Yeah.
Okay, they called here and told me to give you a message that your parts are in.
Oh, the parts are in now.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered the pin bushings and stuff for the thing. So that way everything, well, the new bucket would
be new. Yeah.
Yeah. Did he send the invoice with it?
No. He did give me a order number.
Okay.
I just talked to him over the phone.
Okay. And then the other, dealing with two different people because the guy down in parts, I couldn't order the bucket through him. I had to deal it through the territory manager.
Of course.
For our region. So then I had to deal with him. He was on vacation. He came back and I got him. And I talked to him this morning and he said the bucket is in Massachusetts. He did find one for it.
Oh, okay.
It's in Massachusetts. So he was supposed to get all the details and I didn't stop back in tonight when I was coming back through.
It was like 10 o'clock. This person called and said your parts were at United.
Yeah.
I don't remember what his name was.
Down. Probably Friday.
Other than that, you doing a little grading?
Been grading on a class 4. We got the Boy Scouts and Camp Road, the beach left to do, your road. Just a few small ones left to grade. I didn't grade the beach with all this hard rain and stuff. They wanted that graded, but I'm not going to grade it until graded hard.
Wash out.
It's all hard, so there's very little washing. I didn't think it was that bad.
No, mine is the same thing. It's so hard, it washed a little bit in the ditches, but the driveway, the road.
The little bump is a speed bump to slow them down.
Good. I know. Slow them down.
But the road part, my driveway washed a little bit in the ditches, a little bit. Worst at the bottom and at the top. I try to keep the top kind of combed off.
Well, that rain Sunday, Saturday and Sunday.
Come
down. Sun would be up, and all of a sudden, Mr. Bubby, it would pour.
Walking a dog was not fun.
So,
it was
where they did the riprapping up there to the Boy Scouts, that didn't hold.
On the uprail side again?
Yeah, that didn't hold.
Blew out.
They didn't put enough rock in it to say so.
Yeah.
Well, and the dry hydrant is completely covered over.
That's how we figured I was going to say.
I think just extend it into that pool.
The out far, the sand is here and still because it was close to shore, but way out in the middle in there, it looked like it was still open. On
way to the left.
Way that brook runs, it blows out that corner.
It piles that gravel right in that one area.
Right into that bucket.
Because when I had stopped up and looked at it in there, it hadn't gone in there, but we hadn't had any rain to speak of.
Yeah.
All this heavy rain.
Of course, that culvert was still half full of gravel. They didn't clean that out.
Blew it right out when the water came.
And so we got that there. I talked with Norm this morning. He thinks the third week of July they're going to do the paving on North Road.
Okay. And you'll be ready?
Yeah. Oh, we got that one culvert, and I'm not sure exactly. I think we're going to end up digging it up and changing it.
Yeah. Okay. You had that one, right? You got that one or you got to order it?
I can get it down Johnson right there.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Cool. Other than that.
You aren't working too much, are you? You good?
No, I don't work much anyway.
Well,
last week I worked because I ended up working Friday because we had that washout.
I'm just asking you, you got to let us know.
Yeah. No, I've been still.
Okay. Got to be a little muddy places too where you're digging with your excavator all this rain. It's kind of mucky, isn't it?
Yeah. I pulled stumps up on East Hill and
they come out better.
it was muddy Sunday because it ended up raining, but today it wasn't too bad. This afternoon, I went up there and worked this afternoon.
Yeah. You got to let us know.
You don't
burn you out.
No, you're not burning me up. I'm
perfect.
We got stuff we still got to do, so we're trying to do that. And Vic's hauling sand.
So we're out in the world, they call it work-life balance, but with you, it's work-work balance. Same idea, though, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, ratify additions, deletions, we didn't have any good. Grant update discussion.
No, I don't got anything.
Did you get hold of
I did. He says he still needs to meet with you.
Okay.
So he said he was going to call. He said he was going to call the...
I called him and left a message with him. And then...
Well, Owen never... I sent it to Owen and Alec. Owen did not reply. Alec did reply. He said he would call the guards to set something up.
Okay. Just tell him and let him know when he wants to come up and we'll go from there.
Okay.
We're just going to extend.
I told him what you want.
Left off last year.
I told him what you wanted to do.
Up through there, and that should be good from the bridge on Blakeville on the south end, all the way to where we finished last year.
Okay. And
so we'll just extend the grant work from where we left off up past that will here go play in towards your place.
Where you've done all them culverts already.
Yeah, and then we'll just keep, we'll continue.
Just continue on that road.
Yeah. He seemed okay with that. He said he just needed to touch base with you on it.
Because deburning doesn't count anymore, correct?
I think he will make it work, because I said something to him about that.
That'd be good if he did.
Yeah. Well, before, it used to be you could ditch and deburn, but now it's only going to be ditching and culvert replacement.
Yeah, from when because I went to some class that Alec told me I needed to go to that I really didn't know much about. And they were talking about how the grant stuff is changing. But when I mentioned it to Alec, he said that he probably could get away with having Dad do deverming at the same time.
Well, because we go way over what the grant amount is anyways. We use the grant amount to pay
the culverts.
Right, and then the work is on us.
Yeah, basically on us anyway. So.
Yeah, so he said he would make it work.
Good. That's awesome. So we've got to make a short motion here to give you permission to pay the bills next week because it's the end of the fiscal year, right? So this all makes a motion to give town clerk permission to pay the remaining bills on 6/30/26
so,
and end the fiscal year.
So if I have the bill for that bucket, you guys are fine with that?
Yeah,
that's going to be 10 grand.
Yeah,
we should get it.
That bucket's coming out of the...
No equipment.
Well, that can come right out of the. I think we have enough left of our equipment maintenance.
Right. Okay.
Enough
left.
That's right.
Have to do it. Thought most of that was going to come out of there.
Yeah.
You thought you had enough by looking at your thing.
Yeah.
Because this is the end of the year, so this was going
to
be.
So doesn't have anything to pay on.
And we'll have what road sand that Vic called.
Yeah. What from yesterday on? Hopefully they'll give us a bill.
And
I'll get hold of Dean.
One other thing,
he's still home.
Do we have to pay that for paving fire station before the end of the month, or they just had to get it done before the end of the month?
I don't think for us it matters. It's in a reserve anyway.
Okay.
See, they did that. I didn't realize they were doing the whole thing.
The whole thing, I was surprised that they allowed them to pave as wet as that base was. It was raining, and they paved it.
I was shocked, because you talked about saying that was new where they thought it ended, but they didn't.
He did dig it out pretty deep, I saw, like maybe 8 inches or...
No, well...
Quite a lot of it.
He reclaimed it, and it about 4.5 inches.
Oh, he did reclaim? Cause I thought they were
No, they reclaimed it.
Okay.
Did they?
Yeah, and then we went down, last Thursday, was it Thursday?
Did a good job, I thought.
Last one. Yeah, last Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday, I went down with the loader, and we drawed a couple loads of material out, and then I loaded the rest on Hyde Park's truck and worked down there for a while, and then they had a bunch, they were still regrading. And I think they had a little pile left anyways, which they're going to need to back up the edges of that paper.
Right, to taper it all.
Yeah. Who did end up getting?
Graves.
Was it Graves?
They did a nice job.
It looked like they cut right in and come right up. Look, no, I didn't stop there, but just drove by the other night.
I didn't stop. I went by when they were doing it, and it looked like they were,
I don't know what the final bill came to.
We haven't seen it.
So anyways.
You know what ours was.
And then, Rick, if you have any other bills, if you can bring them Tuesday morning,
we'll get through. All right. Next week.
So I guess I'll make a motion that we give the town clerk permission to pay any remaining bills before 6/30/26 and close out the book for the fiscal year. If that makes sense.
I'll second it.
Ricky seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So I guess you have permission to pay the bill. Awesome.
Anything from our contractors?
I did not get a quote for the concrete yet, and I'm going to smack him.
And nothing on the buildings?
You don't get on those.
No.
I was going to reach out to Phil and see if he would be interested in giving us a price on it.
Absolutely do it.
I reached out to the guy about the prefab stuff because I hadn't heard anything from him after
Hopefully they didn't know.
And then he said that it was up to another guy, so he CC'd him in the email. All that guy emailed me and said he'd call yesterday, but I haven't heard from him yet.
Cool.
I did get a phone call from Minosh asking if they could still send something in, and I said sure.
For the concrete?
It sounded like the whole project.
Sure.
The whole project?
I don't know.
Have them send it. We'll take
a look. Well, that's what I said. I said go ahead, send it.
We haven't got anything out right now anyway.
I said go ahead, send it.
Send it. It might be a gift from God, good bid.
I was hoping both the two guys here were going to be in it, because I would like to see the comparison of where we were, some idea in here, because I kind of had Melissa's hopes up.
I know. I do have a question just because I'm doing end of the year stuff. Green Up Day, I just charged off on their expenses. I know in the past you've taken out like a neighbor.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you want to do that or leave it where it is.
Is there money left in to pay it from where?
We're good in this select board fund, so I don't think you need to move anything.
No, that's okay. Fine. I just looked at that and just made my paperwork and deal with it.
Yeah. Well, and you're taking away from reserve funds.
Yeah, taking out of one bucket and putting it in the
other. Well, and the thing is, if you take that from the reserve fund,
right.
Then you show that you didn't overspend, so this way here it gives a true cost of what we actually spent for the year.
I agree. Spend out of the budget for everything until it's gone.
Right. Well, not out of the budget. I spend out of what I collect because it's not the same.
Well, I understand. But spend out of that bucket.
Right.
Because that way you show what it actually costs, not some fake amount because you pulled money from out of reserve.
Right, to cover it.
Like Mom Dami down in New York.
How's our Lister man doing?
He's still trucking along. We really haven't paid him any expenses other than out of the reappraisal, so that has saved us some money out of the regular budget.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out where we are, because if he's going to be making 27.
He hasn't yet, but I think he is going to because the other two kind of backed out. So it likely is going to be him.
Yeah. So it's going to not be him.
I think so.
Yeah.
So
it's that or he needs help, I mean.
Oh, I got no problem. It didn't bother me any, but whatever.
No, I don't give a shit.
He's the one that's he's the one that's gonna be responsible for.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't want that to happen after.
Yeah.
That'd be like me telling Ricky, "Oh, you can't hire Fred to run your excavator in your business. It's your business, right? Right. I can't tell you."
Right. She's not gonna be working.
Well, no, because the last thing I don't want to try to go, because I think probably that's our last extension. 2027 is gonna be the.
I would think so, but who knows?
I'm not
going to tell somebody. Well, I'd like to tell
her.
He's the one that's
going
to be responsible for it.
Well,
so if there's a mistake somewhere or stuff isn't entered properly, that's on him.
It affects this year.
Right.
Same way as.
So he's kind of been doing it simultaneously.
But he's been migrating this way, right?
I knew him and said, "Ooh, none of my business."
Because I haven't heard anything from him about coming in.
We haven't started those yet.
What's that?
He hasn't started sending those out yet again.
Okay.
I think maybe he'll get with her rather than the guy he had last year. I think he might get a little more done.
Okay.
Anyways,
what do you think is going to happen with the reappraisal when these properties are selling for... What was that house that just sold for $590 in for down there?
Oh, our rates are low.
I just looked at for if we're in the 4-year information part of this agenda. I was reading. Yeah. So that same outfit that really went after Act 181, they got 16,000 members now, and they've organized their crap and they're starting to do things. And what they did was they've started a survey in towns that have completed the reappraisal. And some of the towns have seen increases between 400% and 500%.
See, but I saw some of that and I don't think it's accurate. Because that would be based off if you made no changes to your house. But you may have added a garage, you may have built a new house.
So the survey asks all of that, right?
And then I must have seen a different one.
Maybe.
And maybe it did, but that's not how they laid it out in the post.
No, I went and looked at their stuff, not just the post. I went and looked at their data in the back, and it's like a like-for-like property that hasn't changed has gone up 400% in many of the towns. And I expect my personal house right now, my house, 35 acres or whatever it is, with a crooked property line in front, I went on there. I'm in the books here for like 160, 165, something like that. And I just poked on one of these things and said, "Oh, poke here, put in your zip code, and we'll give you a rough estimate."
About 4.25.
Yeah, 460 is the median. Low is about 280. High is about 675.
4.25 would be a good deal.
Well, the one down there, you said sold for 590.
Which one? Right on the corner of Lakeville. That one's
no.
No.
No. No. Right. Right across by Ash Lane.
No, they ended up before something.
Oh, four something.
He listed it at five something. He has it before.
Okay, I heard he got $5.90
for it. So which one's Ashland?
I don't know where Ashland is.
Maskell's.
Did they sell it? Right?
Yeah.
Maskell's sold it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
$4.90.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you take, I don't know what it was in for.
That one actually surprised me because his did not sell for a whole lot more than it was appraised.
Really?
Yes, I was surprised. But he's appraised pretty high, I thought, compared to other properties.
So, I listened to the news, that's, and they're talking about, you know, all these reappraisals, and that Weinberger got on there, and he's saying how we need to get our grand list up higher so we can collect more revenue. Well,
that ain't how that's supposed to work.
No, I mean, they're trying to collect more revenue down there, and I just don't understand it. Your grand list is based on what you spend. The problem is, these guys want to spend way more money.
No, they've already.
They've already spent more. That's the problem. It. Yeah.
So they're just
now, like, they're trying to pay Peter to pay Paul. Yeah. But it is. Yeah. And that, they're just like the Peter and guess who Paul is supposed to
be. They're just like, they are operating just like a family who has now gone into the credit card debt for $60,000 or $70,000 over what. And now the wife's looking for a job.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what they're like.
I was.
They've already spent that money, so they're looking for revenue to fill that gap.
Trying to fill that, because they can't get any, they can't go any more than the 70, so they're trying to figure out if they can.
See,
anyway.
So
my opinion, the way a reappraisal should work, roughly, let's say everybody's house is worth exactly the same amount, for sake of argument, and you raise the grand list, double it. Everybody's house is now worth twice what it was before.
Yeah.
Their taxes shouldn't change one penny.
No.
Because your rate that you multiply should go down.
Should.
Okay?
Yeah.
That makes sense to you guys? Yeah. So then what happens is the unlucky people like me, whose house is probably going to go up a lot more than the average in town, are the losers. They're going to pay more in taxes. And the ones that go up less than the average in town, they will get a break in taxes. But the rate is adjusted on the whole thing, so it's an average number. Right?
I feel if everybody's
house being winners and losers
praised equally, fairly,
right?
Not equally, but fairly,
fairly
across the board, then it gives you a true value of what the homes are in this town.
Yeah, and I personally think if they come up to my house and say it's worth $450,000, they should have a checkbook in their hand and be willing to buy it for that day.
The ones I have a hard time with are the ones that are in for like $300,000 and it cost them $1.2 million to build. How fair is that?
That hurts, yeah.
I mean, let's do it fairly. If you've got a million-dollar home, you pay taxes on your million-dollar home.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they claim it's a sale price, right? Or the
sale price.
As of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but on the lake, you got a little double wide down there on Knoll Flat that's selling for more than what that million-dollar house is up there on the lake. Yeah. So tell me that's done fairly.
I just
but the appraisal on that isn't $280,000.
I know, but if they sell it for that,
yeah,
that's good on them, I guess. Now, but that
if
what
they
that does
that over
is,
here, it'd probably be 2-3 times what we have it in.
But what that does is drives up the value when somebody oversells a house.
Like, that's what drives your common level appraisal.
Drives up them, and it drives up the values around.
That's what's happened. The COVID thing is in there, but the problem is that that's great. Say that your house, whatever it was, 165, it goes to say 4.25 in here. That's okay in there, and you're saying that now. But when the tax, when they vote more in at town meeting in here, then you're going to pay more because your house's value's up there. The taxes are going to be more.
That's
right. Now it's going to be equal.
165 is going to be equal in here, but now all of a sudden you're paying on 165 there, buddy. Now you're paying on two in there. That's fine if it all stays stable, but it doesn't stay like that. They keep increasing. It goes up. So
the average looks like this.
Yeah.
And if you're right here, if the average increase is in property values is 80%. Let's say, or whatever average is in town. If my property goes up 90% more than it was worth before, then I'm over here. And
you're going to pay 15% more than the guy who's going up 80%.
Right. And if somebody's over here and their property only went up 70%, less than the average, first year, if the rate stays the same, this person will pay less, and this person will pay more, but in the end, it all comes out on the average, right? Well, that's fine. But then what Bush says is absolutely true. Now, next year, you raise the rate by a penny. Then what happens? Well, you're multiplying that penny by a lot more on my house than you are on this house.
30% more.
So that starts...
165
so
sweet.
So it starts to spread, right? Right. You start the people with higher value houses.
Exactly. That's what I said. When they bump all this up, it sounds great in there. If you're selling, that's great if you can get that for it. But when you want to live here, that doesn't work that well very well.
And I've told anybody to listen, and I'll put it right on the recording, in November, the results of the election in November, we're going to decide whether I live here or not. My house will be on the market November 5th if that election goes bad.
Well,
just like that. So be aware. I won't be around very long after that. I mean, talking as fast as the thing will go, I'll be gone. I already got I got job offers in New Mexico. I got a job offer in Texas right now. Got a job offer in Arizona. So ain't hard to move. You know.
Margaritaville.
Yep. I won't go down that way. I won't go to the southeast. I don't like it down there. Too wet, tornado-y.
But I don't think we're going to have any. I don't think it is. It's just a matter it's just a matter of what they feel that your value or your property is going to be into there. It's all definitely into there. It's going to, no matter if you are, it's close to what you think it's going to be in there, and it's not going to stay the same. I don't believe anybody's house is in the 250 is going to stay at 250.
No,
you're fooling yourself. It's going to go somewhere. They'll say, okay, it's going to 300. I mean, I think you're fooling yourself. Yourself thinking it's going to stay.
Anybody thinks their house is staying the same is wrong.
Yeah, it's got foolish. So the problem you just got to hope it isn't going from, say, the 250 to 450.
The problem I see happening is they're going to reappraise right now, this year. I drive back and forth to Essex every day.
Well, there's houses everywhere, all the way for sale, but all what you're
looking
at.
Right in this town.
All those signs are popping up. And a year ago, you wouldn't see a single for sale. Yeah. Now I'm starting to see them. So in a year or two, I suspect in 4 years, there will be no housing crisis in the state of Vermont, quite housing crisis.
I don't think there's a housing crisis now. Well, all it is there's a lot of empty houses, there's a lot of lots that are empty. But
people like me are going to pack their shit and leave. People older than me are going to die. Other people are going to sell their houses to make the money and move in a smaller place if they can.
Yeah.
4 years, you'd be able to buy any house you want anywhere in the state.
But
you
have
plenty of real estate ready to go.
Just drive down your road, and how many houses are empty down through that road?
That's what I'm saying. But the thing about it is that we talked about this a while back, is that nobody anymore in the year we worked within our means. I mean, the first house away from all that, we fixed it up as we went along. We worked in there two jobs and worked, and we fixed it up.
Nobody does that.
Got the house all fixed up in there, but... into there, need a lot of work in there, but now nobody does that. That's quite a few. I looked down through, like down in there. I said, wow, that'd be a good little house. You get a good deal in there, some work on it, and you buy it. But nobody wants to do that.
The one place here,
they can't get the money for it. For one thing,
flush right up to my property.
Yeah,
that'd be perfect. And flatten the house, clean it all up, and remodel that barn.
Yeah,
some flatlander would just drool all over himself by that. That barn's beautiful.
It cost you a fortune to clean that place up.
Well, that's part of the problem. You'd have to do some of that.
You'd
have to do some of the cleanup in the dark.
We took down an old camp, and they were talking...
Oh, yeah, up there. Yeah.
No, over on Lake Eane. And there's if you've got, the siding has to be tested, the shingles have to be tested, everything has to come in. You got to have an inspector come in, and they want to know what's coming out of that building.
Well, you think that house in Oak Lake Park?
They could have a midnight benediction, but you got to have.
Why do you think that house right in Oak Lake Park building fell apart?
Going up on top? Going out of the north side?
Going on the left, right there, just as you're leaving
the barn?
No, the house. Going in the bushes right there.
Right. Eastman's, Dad, Eastman's.
Oh.
I ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that could happen down there. That's
that good. All right, Butch, you're up.
Oh, I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Do we have to?
Yes.
Have it. We are now officially adjourned.